You want a C6 rating, don't you?
Did he? Bailey knew the privileges a C6 rating carried. A seat on the expressway in the rush hour, not just from 10 to 4, higher up on the list of choice at the section kitchens, maybe even a chance at a better apartment and a quota ticket to the solarium levels for Jesse.
I want it, he said. Sure, why wouldn't I? But what would I get if I couldn't break the case? Why wouldn't you break it, Lige? The commissioner wheedled. You're a good man. You're one of the best we have.
But there are a half a dozen men with higher ratings in my department section. Why should they be passed over?
Bailey did not say out loud, though his bearing implied it strongly, that the commissioner did not move outside protocol in this fashion, except in cases of wild emergency. The commissioner folded his hands.
Two reasons. You're not just another detective to me, Lige. We're friends, too. I'm not forgetting we were in college together. Sometimes it may look as though I have forgotten, but that's the fault of rating. I'm commissioner, and you know what that means. But I'm still your friend, and this is a tremendous chance for the right person. I want you to have it.
That's one reason, said Bailey, without warmth.
The second reason is that I think you're my friend. I need a favor.
What sort of favor?
I want you to take on a spacer partner in this deal. That was the condition the spacers made. They've agreed not to report the murder. They've agreed to leave the investigation in our hands. In return, they insist one of their own agents be in on the deal, the whole deal.
It sounds like they don't trust us altogether.
Surely you see their point. If this is mishandled, a number of them will be in trouble with their own governments. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, Lige. I'm willing to believe they mean well.
I'm sure they do, Commissioner. That's the trouble with them.
The commissioner looked blank at that, but went on.
Are you willing to take on a spacer partner, Lige?
You're asking that as a favor?
Yes, I'm asking you to take the job with all the conditions the spacers have set up.
I'll take a spacer partner, Commissioner.
Thanks, Lige. He'll have to live with you. Ah, now, hold on. I know. But you've got a large apartment, Lige. Three rooms. Only one child. You can put him up. He'll be no trouble. No trouble at all. And it's necessary.
Oh, Jesse won't like it. I know that.
You tell Jesse.
The commissioner was earnest. So earnest that his eyes seemed to bore holes through the glass discs blocking his stare.
That if you do this for me, I'll do what I can when this is all over to jump you a grade. C7, Lige. C7.
All right, Commissioner. It's a deal.
Bailey half rose from his chair, caught the look on Enderby's face, and sat down again.
There's something else?
Slowly, the commissioner nodded.
One more item.
Which is?
The name of your partner.
What difference does that make?
The spacers, said the commissioner, have peculiar ways. The partner they're supplying
Bailey's eyes opened wide.
Just a minute. You've got to, Lige. You've got to. There's no way out. Stay at my apartment? A thing like that? As a friend, please.
No.
Lige, I can't trust anyone else in this. Do I have to spell it out for you? We've got to work with the spacers. We've got to succeed if we're to keep the indemnity ships away from Earth. But we can't succeed just any old way. You'll be partnered with one of their R's. If he breaks the case, if he can report that we're incompetent, we're ruined anyway. We, as a department. You see that, don't you? So you've got a delicate job on your hands. You've got to work with him, but see to it that you solve the case and not he. Understand?
You mean cooperate with him 100%, except that I cut his throat? Pat him on the back with a knife in my hand?
What else can we do? There's no other way out.
Lige Bailey stood irresolute.
I don't know what Jesse will say.
I'll talk to her if you want me to.
No, Commissioner.
He drew a deep, sighing breath.
What's my partner's name?
R. Daniil Oliva.
Bailey said sadly.
This isn't a time for euphemism, Commissioner. I'm taking the job, so let's use his full name. Robot Daniil Olivaugh.